when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and old-time music fans around the world, wherever you may be listening. This is the inaugural edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, coming to you from the studios of Iron Range Country Radio, KEBS in Bovee, Minnesota, and broadcast pretty much throughout the world, various radio stations, internet streaming stations, and all. We welcome you to our program, the first edition, so you're going to have to deal with me here. It's going to be an interesting lineup. It's old-time oldies because all the songs we're going to play are coming off of actual phonograph records. You remember those. Before we had MP3 downloads and we had compact discs and all that, we had 45s and 33s, and that's where we're getting the old-time music from. So I'll warn you right now, you may have to deal with a scratch here and there, a little scuff mark here and there, but that's what makes the music real, you know what I mean? Our show brought to you by Melanie's Music Lessons, online music lessons. You ever thought, hey, I might like to learn to play the accordion? Melanie can help you out. We're going to tell you more about that later on in the program. I've discovered the first problem I'm going to have now that I've dug out my collection of old-time records is I'm going to want to play all my favorites on the show. And I guess that's okay unless none of my favorites are any of your favorites, so we'll try to mix it up. But Alvin Stasinski, Hupsadinya, a great record. Here we go.
Drinking with my pal, Hupsadinya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsadinya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadinya. The kids are walking without shoes, Hupsadinya. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hupsadinya. And right away she hits the roof, Hupsadinya. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hupsadinya. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hupsadinya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsadinya. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hupsadinya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadinya. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hupsadinya. I have a rope around my neck, Hupsadinya. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hupsadinya. My drinking days forever gone, Hupsadinya. And my dear wife is finally won, Hupsadinya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsadinya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsadinya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadinya. The kids are walking without shoes, Hupsadinya. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hupsadinya. And right away she hits the roof, Hupsadinya. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hupsadinya. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hupsadinya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsadinya. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hupsadinya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadinya. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hupsadinya. I have a rope around my neck, Hupsadinya. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hupsadinya. My drinking days forever gone, Hupsadinya. And my dear wife is finally won, Hupsadinya.
Well, there you go, Alvin Stasinski here on the old time oldie show. Yes, it's Tim's Oompa Hour happening right now. And Alvin Stasinski made that on Kooka Records in Sauk City, Wisconsin. You know, a lot of great, I tell you, there's old-time music came from virtually every state, every corner of the United States of America, as folks from different cultures all kind of fell into this melting pot here. We're going to try to mix it up, have a little bit from everywhere. The show originating in Minnesota, and I originally worked at an old-time radio station back in the 70s where we played 24 hours a day, all day, nothing but old-time music, and we were very Minneapolis, St. Paul and Wisconsin area oriented. However, we had a lot of the other, there's a lot of national groups too. You got Myron Florent, Lawrence Welk, and you know, Whoopi John must have made 100 million records. I've got Whoopi John records coming out of my ears, but there's so much that we're going to try to mix it up. I've got music from out east, from Pennsylvania, music from Chicago. We've got music from over in the Dakotas, Nebraska, all over the place. So we'll try to mix it up throughout the show. And I mentioned that the old time oldies show, we're playing actual records in this show, so you have to bear with an occasional scratching a record or some noise like you would have with records. Also, you're dealing with my memory and my ability to pronounce these names after it's been many, many, many years since I worked at the Polka station, and I remember a lot of the names, and I remember a lot of how you pronounce things, but we're going to have some problems, and if you happen to notice that I'm saying something wrong, you know, to the point where you're just slapping yourself in the forehead and you're going, "You idiot." Send me an email. Just email Oompa Hour. That's Oompa with two O's. That's OOMPAH, Oompa Hour at mail.com. If I'm totally missing the mark on a pronunciation, or for that matter, if there's a band or an artist that you would love to hear here in the old time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, and we'll try to dig out virtually any band, any song that you would like to hear, as long as it's not something brand new, because it wouldn't be old time oldies if we were playing new old time music, and that just doesn't make any sense. So it's time for me to shut up now and play a record by Don Peachy. Don Peachy there, and the Give Me Back My Heart waltz here on the Old Time Oldie Show, Tim's Oompa Hour, coming to you, well, from all over the world, I guess. We've got music from all corners of the world, all different nationalities, styles, great old-time music, coming to you from the studios here in northern Minnesota, actually. I warned you earlier in the show that I'm going to have a tendency to play my favorites, and hey, it's my show. I could do that if I want, right? Just another polka, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra made this record in Potter Water, Wisconsin, back in the day. And I guess, you know, as a disc jockey and somebody who played old-time records early in his radio career and a record-collecting fanatic, any song where they sing about all the different polka bands has got to be a great song.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka.
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
Just another polka.
Let's sing Lawrence Duco's polka.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my play it again. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
Ah, man, how can you not love that record, man? Just another polka. And, wow, big finish on that and everything. There you have Lawrence Dukow, the Red Raven Orchestra, out of Potter, Wisconsin. Just another polka here on the old-time oldie show, Tim's Oompa Hour. And just going to keep cranking out the old-time music for you today. I think this is kind of weird, but yet it's very entertaining at the same time. Every now and then you will find an old-time artist took a song that was not an old-time song and kind of did it like an old-time song. I've got a lot of show tunes like that. I've got like the Hello Dolly polka. I've got the My Fair Lady polka. It just seems kind of weird to do those big show tunes as a polka. And rock and roll songs from the 50s especially lend themselves to the old-time sound, and it seems kind of odd to me, and I was pretty pleased when I discovered this one. The Crew Brothers Orchestra featuring Kenny Krupski on vocals. Remember Lollipop by the Cordettes? The Cordettes, by the way, were the first act to appear on American Bandstand back in the day. But they had a big hit with a song called Lollipop, and here's what happens when you let an old-time outfit take control of it.
Call my baby Lollipop.
I'll tell you why. Her kiss is sweeter than apple pie. And when she does her shake and rock and dance,
gee, I haven't got a chance.
I call her lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Sweeter than candy on a stick, huckleberry, cherry, or lime. If you had a choice, she'd be your pick. But lollipop is mine. Lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Crazy way she thrills me, I'll tell you why. Just like a lightning bolt from the sky. And then she kisses me till I can't see straight.
Gee, my lollipop is great.
I call her lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop. Lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop.
All right, so it's not a polka, and it certainly wasn't a waltz, but nonetheless, it was Lollipop, and it was the Crew Brothers Orchestra with Kenny Krupski on vocals, at least that's what it says here on the record, and it was just fun, I think. So glad we gave that one a spin. Coming up, I have a musical experiment for us. I've got a record that I have never played, and I'll tell you about it in just a second. Our program is brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. It's music lessons online, on the computer, via Skype, all right? Now, if you're technical, you know what that means. If not, you could probably get your kids or your grandkids to help you out. But if you've ever dreamed of learning to play something like, oh, I don't know, the accordion maybe? How appropriate is that, huh? You could actually take lessons via the internet with Melanie, and you could try it out with the first lesson absolutely free and no obligation. Melanie's Music Online Lessons. Now, of course you're busy. You've got stuff to do. It's hard to get around. Where are you going to find an accordion teacher? Or schedule piano lessons to have the teacher come to the house and all that? Very complicated. Imagine the convenience of being able to do it when it's handy and doing it with your computer or your laptop. You could do your lesson anywhere. You might be traveling on vacation. You go to Arizona for the winter. You move to Minnesota for the summer, whatever the case might be. Take advantage of more than 30 years of teaching experience to give you high-quality professional music lessons, and you'll get results. You do it in the comfort of your own home. You could do it at the office. You could do it while you're traveling. Check it out. It's www.MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right, check it out. All the information's right there. Or if you want, you can give her a call, 780-953-0696. You, too, could be the star of the show if you learn to play the accordion. She also teaches you piano or keyboards, like electronic keyboard organ, whatever the case might be. But yes, your dream of being the accordion player front in the band could come true. Check it out. I'm serious. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And glad to have them sponsoring the Old Time Oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, here on the radio. And we're going to try this record now. I have never played this record and just happened upon this. It's called the Minnehaha Polka. It's by Bill Kelsey and the Arbach Trio with the Jolly Lumberjacks. And the weird thing is, it's a gold record. It's on a see-through gold vinyl. And the record was put out to celebrate the centennial of the state of Minnesota in 1958. It's got the big 1858 to 1958 Minnesota Centennial seal on the record. I have never played this, and I don't know, you know, if the record's going to turn out to be scratchy or if we're going to have some sort of a problem here. But it just looked like fun, darn it. So you're going to discover the record at the same time I do. Bill Kelsey, the Arbach Trio, and the Jolly Lumberjacks from 1958 celebrating Minnesota's centennial here is the Minnehaha Polka.
Minnehaha. Minnehaha, get up and shout, it's the Minnehaha Polka. Swing a partner as you hop about to the Minnehaha Polka. If you come to Minnesota, you'll see just how we do this catchy, steppy polka with a laughy, dancey beat for you.
There's a Minneapolis two-step and a Minnechaska stroll. There's a Minnetonka waltz and there's a mini rock and roll. And many other dances that they do in Minnesota. But the one they request and the very best is the Minnehaha Polka. Flashy style caused many an Indian fight. They tell how he awoke her one by strategy one night. He took her to a tom-tom dance in the lodge of the Dakota and taught her the beat how to stamp her feet to the Minnehaha Polka.
No matter if you're young and spry or have lived beyond your quota, and whether you are rich or poor, doesn't matter one iota. You're going to have a lot of fun up here in Minnesota if you are hep to the peppy step of the Minnehaha Polka.
There you go, the Minnehaha Polka. That didn't sound too bad for a record from 1958, actually. I'm rather pleased with that. Bill Kelsey, the Arbach Trio, and the Jolly Lumberjacks for the Minnesota Centennial. That was released in 1958 for the big Minnesota Centennial label here on the record. So, excellent. You know, we play all different kinds of music here. You know, Polish, Slovenian, German, whatever. I have a feeling that today I'm leaning toward the German, and I really don't mean to do that, I think. Now, I am of German heritage, I will admit that, and my family came from the area not far from New Ulm, actually, Holland, Minnesota, by Pipestone there, and it's down that corner of the state by New Ulm and Herman the German and all that, so a lot of Whoopi John, a lot of Six Fat Dutchman, a lot of Elmer Scheid, a lot of Fez Frischi, that kind of stuff is in my background. And when we would go visit my grandma down there in Holland, grandma had two kinds of records on her hi-fi in the living room. Tennessee Ernie Ford hymns, several albums of the old pea picker singing hymns, and she had a bunch of polka records. Every now and then, grandma would drop on a polka record to start polkaing through the living room, and that was kind of disturbing to a 10-year-old kid. But anyway, so I had a lot of German old-time music in my background, but I grew up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and my dad had a drugstore in Northeast there, a big Polish community mostly, and the drugstore was located in Northeast below the PNA Hall. That's the Polish National Alliance. They had a hall which was located above Dad's drugstore. And every weekend, of course, there'd be a wedding, and they would have the reception at the PNA Hall. And I'd be in there working the soda fountain in the drugstore. And upstairs, you could hear the polka music playing, and you could see the ceiling of the floor bouncing with all the people dancing up there. So I got a good serious dose of Polish old-time music. And now, live in northern Minnesota, where a lot of Serbian, you know, Czechoslovakian, and that kind of thing. So I'm getting the whole tambourines thing. And we've lived up here for 26 years now. So I get quite a mix of the different kinds of polka music that's out there. A lot of great old-time music, and we're going to try to mash it all up here. And again, I find myself grabbing a record here. I swear I'm not trying to play my favorites. But I always loved this Jolly J record from Waite Park, Minnesota. It's called The Old Barn Dance. And, yeah, because, you know, the tuba kind of gives away that it's going to be like a German-style polka. But I've always just loved this song. So here's Jolly J and the Gang.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Oh, when she comes, she really comes down at the old barn.
When she comes,
oh, when she comes.
Gonna kill that old red rooster when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
We gonna kill that old red rooster. We gonna kill that old red rooster. Gonna kill that old red rooster when she comes.
Oh, when she comes, she really comes down at the old barn dance, dance, dance. Down at the old barn dance. Strike up the fiddle and strike up the band.
Now, I'm no expert. I believe I detected both tuba and bass guitar in that song, and that's just too confusing to me. Jolly J and the Old Barn Dance. It's that kind of record that just makes me want to go out and start my own polka band. You know what I mean? They just sound like they're having so much fun making that record. Here in the Old Time Oldies Show, Tim's Oompa Hour, playing all the best old-time records we can get our hands on, and man, there's a lot of them we're going to play for a long, long time before we run out of records to play, and you know I'm going to repeat some of them. By the way, if you have a request, you're looking for here a certain artist, or you remember a band that you heard that you danced 2 years ago, whatever, remember, you can email me at oompahour@mail.com. That's oompa with two oohs, O-O-M-P-A-H, hour, at mail.com. If you'd like to make a request or you want to tell me I'm pronouncing something wrong, which I'm sure I am, feel free to drop us a note, all right? Time to get on to something with a little bit more of a Polish feel to it. How about the Polish Power Polka? You pretty much can't miss with that. Gino and the G-Notes. See why they call this happy music for happy people. You cannot listen to this stuff and not be happy. I'm telling you, Gino and the G-Notes there, the Polish Power Polka, and now the Michigan Cavaliers with Polka Music is Here to Stay.
polka music is here to stay. When you're home, feel down and out, jump up, let out a shout. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay. All of the best. Think of all of these words. Love, peace, happiness your way. Polka music is here to stay. Love, peace, happiness your way. And polka music is here to stay.
The Michigan Cavaliers, polka music is here to stay, and obviously they were right because that record's like 40 years old, and here we are still playing it. So there you go. Old-time oldies, all the great old-time oldies, polka music, waltzes, schottisches even, all the great stuff coming to you right here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Don't forget, if you have a request or you hear me horribly mispronouncing something, for Pete's sake, let me know. You can email Oompa Hour, that's 2 O's, O-O-M-P-A-H, Oompa Hour, at mail.com, and we'll be glad to straighten it out or track down a record that you would like to hear. So let's move from Michigan over to Wisconsin now. Stevens Point, Wisconsin, in fact, home of WSPT Radio. Great folks there. And interesting, WSPT is a 1010 on the dial there in Stevens Point. And back in the 70s, I worked in St. Paul at a polka station, and they were 1010 there as well. You may or may not remember WMIN Radio in St. Paul. We were an old-time station when I was working there. That was my first real exposure to like a serious saturation of old-time music. And I realized old-time records and old-time people are some of the most fun people and most down-to-earth people that you will ever meet, I tell you. Anyway, to Stevens Point, from the Gold Record Company. How about that, huh? I've got a gold record. It's the name of the record company. You just used to always call him Norm Dombrowski in the Happy Notes. It's the Happy Notes with Ma and Pa Dombrowski, actually. Here's the Lover Come Back to Me polka.
Goodbye. be apart and break each other's heart. But hear from you again. Don't let this be the end. My heart is sad and blue, sighing, crying for you.
The happy notes there with Ma and Pa Dombrowski singing a Lover Come Back to Me polka, and from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Now, you know, there's no way we cannot play like a Whoopi John record every single week on the show, because there are so many great Whoopi John records. How can you not play them? And I promise this is our first show. It's the only time maybe that I will do the traditional Whoopi John joke. Because, you know, Whoopi John's last name is Wilfhart, and so many people around the world have always said, and now Whoopi John Wilfhart and the band will play, and that's just a joke that you have to do, but I wish I was single again. Here is Whoopi John and the band. Whoopi John of the band there, and I wish I was single again here on your old-time oldies show. Yes, it's Tim's Oompa Hour. A lot of times they'll say old-time oldies, and they're talking about, you know, like 50s and 60s and Buddy Holly and the Beatles and all that, which is perfectly wonderful music, too. But we're talking old-time music, if you know what I mean. So we mentioned Lawrence Welk, and if we didn't, we should have. Lawrence Welk, of course, responsible for bringing a lot of great music into millions and millions of American homes for many, many, many years. In fact, programs are still on now on PBS and syndication. They'll probably be on forever. Of course, Myron Florin, star accordion player with Lawrence Welk. And one thing you probably knew, or you probably at least suspected, every show, Lawrence Welk always had at least one polka even if they were doing a salute to Duke Ellington or a salute to the show tunes or something, they always manage to include a polka. So let's go to the champagne music of Lawrence Welk and the Helena Polka. I don't know about you, but I could just about see members of the audience out there twirling around the dance floor of the Aragon Ballroom during the Helena Polka with Lawrence Welk. Here in the Old Time Oldie Show, Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you the best in old-time music. Let's go to Marion Lush, shall we? In a song cleverly titled, Beer, Beer, Beer.
Why not get drunk for a year? Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to good cheer.
Beer, 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 let's all have a beer right here. Beer, 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 let's all have.
Get drunk for a year. Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to good cheer.
Beer, 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 let's all have a beer right here. Beer, 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 let's all have a beer.
There you have Marion Lush, Beer, Beer, Beer. Obviously, the title not too difficult to come up with for that particular selection. Coming up, Deutschmeister is right around the corner. Before we get to that, though, I need to remind you that our program is brought to you by Melanie at melaniesmusiclessons.com. This is kind of a neat thing, kind of cutting edge, really. Music lessons online, live, via Skype. This is not some sign up for it and play the video and do what she tells you. This is actually a live, interactive music lesson. If you've ever wanted to learn to play the accordion, maybe if you're listening to the old time show today, listening to all these great accordion players, you're wishing you could do that. Maybe you just want to learn to play a little piano or keyboard, some type of electronic keyboard or an organ or what have you. Melanie can help you out. And you don't have to go anywhere for lessons. You don't have to have her come into the home so you're not, oh, gee, I got to clean up the living room, got to tidy things. I have to dust because Melanie's coming with my music lesson. It's all done via Skype on your computer. If you can work a computer, you can take Melanie's music lessons. Works perfect in your busy life. And right now, you can take the first lesson free. No obligation. Now, you need to check this out. Melanie's got more than 30 years of music teaching experience, high-quality professional music lessons, the comfort of your own home. Maybe you don't want the people at home to know you're taking music lessons. You could do it at work in your office after hours. Sit in front of the computer. Nobody would know you're in there. It'd be great. Check it out. It's www.melaniesmusiclessons.com. Or you can call her at 780-953-0696, all right? It's melaniesmusiclessons.com. Learn to play the accordion, the piano, electronic keyboard. She can help you out. The lessons are live on the internet via Skype. It's like cutting-edge way to learn to play great music, so check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, promised you the Deutschmeisters. I think we should get to that. This one recorded in St. Joseph, Minnesota, and it does say on the record, concertina solo by Tony Wolfe. So I like to be sure to give credit when the credit's on the record, you know. Here's the Deutschmeisters and the Kinder Polka. There you go, Deutschmeisters and the Kinder Polka, and some great concertina playing there. As long as we're talking about concertinas, let's go right to an Eddie Lash record on the JJ label. You remember JJ Records, of course. Lil Wally had the JJ record label in Chicago, and man, they put out a lot of great old-time records. We'll be, you know, in the coming weeks, we'll be hearing from everybody. We got Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. We got Lil Wally in the gang. We've got so many great bands and artists that it's going to take us a while to get through everybody. Eddie Lash and his Star Concertina for JJ Records. Here's the House Party Polka. There you go, Eddie Lash and his star concertina there in the House Party Polka. And I was just realizing we're just about out of time for this week already. Man, how time flies when you're sitting here playing so much fun music, you know. I think we'll sneak in one more. I have Susie's Polka by Stan Jerich and the Delmonts. Stan Jerich and the Delmonts there, Susie's Polka, and that's going to do it for the show this week, our inaugural show of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Have no fear, though, we will be back again next week. Remember now, if I'm mispronouncing something, and that's highly likely, or if there's a artist or a song that you would like to hear that fits the realm of old-time music, by all means, let me know about it, and I'll dig it out and be sure to get it on the show for you. You can email me at Oompa Hour, that's two oohs, OOMPAH, Oompa Hour at mail.com, and I will do my very best to find those songs for you and correct my pronunciations too, by the way, because if anything, we like to be accurate on this show. Yeah, right, sure we do. So that's going to do it for this edition anyway. Remember, our program brought to you by Melanie's Online Music Lessons. Check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. By the way, the theme song for our show, Dick Pillar and his Polka Hall of Fame band. It's the Polka DJ Polka. Have a great time this week, everybody. We'll be back with more happy music next week.
Getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
The Oompa Hour is produced at Iron Range Country Radio, KEBS AM Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. We have to say that to keep it legal and really official sounding. We'll see you again next week right here on Tim's Oompa Hour.